with dead canaries and a cardinal inside. That we might walk back into each other's lives and not feel the pull of sickness dragging us to this reality we already knew. That's all I truly wanted last spring. The spring before, morning after morning, I walked the long stretch of near-perfect sidewalk and saw only death, yellow in its no longer cheeping world of baby birds, attempting to learn how to fly and fumbling from that kind of blistering height. How the mama bird must have felt, seeing pieces of herself landing with the opposite of what she knew air was supposed to give. Myself mirrored in the blankness of their still new, open eyes. And last week, it was the flames, my lungs breathing in their noxiousness, so I knew the realities of engulfment, in which I was equal parts consuming and being consumed. This tire fire, its blackened roar reaching great Midwestern heights. This is all to say, reality is one half destruction, the other half air combined with love. That fire loving tires down to their tread. What would the sidewalk have done without the last tiny bird breath escaping to help it realize its inanimateness? I'll admit, I wanted the quick approach to love without air pulling me forward into this new life. Of this I am sure. A cardinal has returned from its wintering and beats its red being full-bloomed over each budded leaf. He knows everything he needs to about this new year, to pick each bud carefully, building his nest, a nettled home in which these next few months he'll be determined.